from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Absolutely spectacular first half of the season by the Phils, but a bad weekend series against the A's. I mean, yesterday was obviously a complete debacle. But again, I mean, it's one of those things where you can just trace it right on back to Zach Wheeler getting injured. You know, if he doesn't get injured, you probably win the game. I mean, he scored enough runs. He didn't score a ton of runs. Scored enough runs. Chances are, if Zach Wheeler pitches, you win the game. He doesn't pitch, you lose, and you lose in a laugher, and obviously lose 2 of 3 into the break. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494.
I don't know if we win that game if Zach Wheeler pitches.
Why?
It just felt like it was a dud. We lost with Zach on the mound.
He's almost always 7 innings, 2 runs, boom. That's it. Seven innings, two runs.
Very different than what we got.
Yeah, very. You think?
It wasn't pro. It wasn't, it wasn't major league type material.
And here's my point.
18 runs racked up against him.
And here's my other point. If he gives you 7 innings, you know you're going to only your best relievers in the last 2 innings. So you're not going through the Mercados and the, it's amazing. Sir Anthony just does not get put into many big spots anymore. You know, he's really like
I don't understand what the issue, what like.
Rob Thompson don't trust him.
Well, I understand
that's the
why,
issue.
Because yeah. I've seen the results, but yeah. I don't understand how it got to where it's gotten.
Well, I think you would see him in more big spots if you had lesser pitchers, but when you have 4 guys, and Alvarado, who, by the way, I'm still getting a little concerned about, all right? But when you have Alvarado, when you have Hoffman, when you have Strom, and you have Kirkering, I mean, that's not easy to get into that top four. I think ordinarily, with the way Sir Anthony has pitched the last 2 months, would have catapulted him back into the top 2 or 3 for most teams, certainly most Phillies teams through the years. But, I mean, that's a hard group of 4 to break.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, like, that's the point.
It's what it is.
Yeah, once upon a time when Sir Anthony was the only guy we had who could even throw over 95 miles per hour in our bullpen.
I remember.
He was the only guy we could turn to. And it was but it was spectacular watching him pitch because he had this trailing action. Even on his 4-seam fastball, it's almost like he wasn't sure where it would end up at the late breaking motion.
I mean,
it was almost unhittable.
Yeah.
And then the injury, and now it's been a year and a half, 2 years, and it feels like it's not the same
pitcher. Well, what's so
at all.
Weird is
he doesn't have that special additional movement.
But John, he was back from the injury in 22 and was their main reliever when they came within 2 games of winning the World Series. I mean, he was totally dependable in the playoffs in 2022, but something last year just And then this year, I mean, again, up until yesterday, he had pitched a lot better lately, but he got rocked yesterday. Let's go to the phones, whether it's the Phils the first half, the Phils over the weekend. Again, the Eagles thing with Kelce, 8 days to training camp. I believe as a fan base, we have overlooked the loss of Jason Kelce and just acted like not really that big a deal because, you know, Cam Jurgens just steps in there and away you go. And I think that's a simplistic and frankly too simplistic way to look at it.
What if Cam Jurgens is physically, look, he's significantly younger than Jason Kelce is. What if Jason Kelce just retired?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it didn't look to us like his play had sloughed off at all. But what if Jason, like, you don't just retire because you're not ready.
Well, you retire
like,
because you
physically. Whereas we heard a lot about how his body had been breaking down. We know that Cam Jurgens' body has not broken down to that degree yet, or at least we're hoping so.
Right.
What if this younger player has some ability to burst and move in ways that older Jason Kelce was no longer able to
do? Well, I still saw it with Kelce, but obviously what you're describing was going to come soon because the guy couldn't have gone on forever. Mm-hmm. I tend to think he got out, one, because his body had been through it, and why have that extra year or two or three that could really injure your future, like so to speak. That's one. Two, I mean, he made a lot of money, so it's not like he needed the money from. And three, off-the-field money capabilities, I mean, maybe he would have played another year or two if the whole world wasn't waiting to find out what he's ready to pivot to as an announcer and a multimedia star and
sure.
as a People Magazine sensation. I mean, that's
possibly
a very unusual transition.
And it's also possible that Cam Jurgens can do some things physically that we are going to be surprised at because we've got a young and very talented athlete playing center. Whereas we had the elder statesman playing center previously, and yeah, he could snap it and go pull around the edge like very few centers in the world can do, but he was getting up there.
All right, well, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Plus, for the Dave Matthews Band tickets, two very accomplished people with the same first name. Give us great answers there. Ben in Millville. Ben, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
What's up, Benjamin?
How you been, buddy?
I got Benjamin Button and Benjamin Bratt. No, I'm just... Ben, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing all good.
How's the golf game?
Going to find out in a couple hours.
Ooh, where are you playing?
I am playing at Five Ponds in Warminster.
Oh, never heard of it.
Yep, yep. I don't know if I've played there before. Maybe I have, maybe I haven't. I get them all confused, but that's where I'm playing today.
Hey, drive for show, putt for dough.
Say it again?
Drive for show and putt for dough.
Well, yeah, my short game is my weaker suit these days, but we'll see. All right, what do you got for us, Ben? Talk to me.
Hey, Jurgens, I am Team Richie. Jurgens is going to be fine. Who else handpicks or helps in the picking process? His replacement.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never heard anything like that.
Now, I say fine, maybe, you know, with a little bit of a liberal absence to it. But, you know, because there's going to be some bumps and ups and downs. He's not going to know everything. It's football. Football, you know, the NFL is always always transitioning into newer and different tactics and such. But I think it'll be very good at the worst for Jurgens to play center. You know,
but there's also the replacement of guard for what it's worth. I mean, that's the other thing. The combination of players, I feel very confident they've taken a step backward. I mean, John, who is the other guard? Because now there's even talk of Mekhi Becton, maybe. I mean, you're seeing some reports like maybe Mekhi Becton gets in there.
You've got a choice with Tyler Steen, who they drafted in the third round last year.
So the
Matt
Temple
Hennessy,
kid. Yep.
Who they added in free agency. And
Becton, if they really feel he can play guard, which to this point has primarily been a tackle.
And he is a gigantic tackle at that. But that would be the biggest massive humanity at guard in the history of football.
And Ben, that's one of my arguments. Like, when I talk about the loss of Kelce, it's not just Kelce's not the center Jurgens is. I thought it was a phenomenal combination last year with Kelce and Jurgens. Now it's Jurgens and to be determined. You know, that to me is a concern. And
I liked what I saw from Tyler Steen as a run blocker in the preseason last year. But we haven't seen a whole lot.
Yeah. All right, what do you got on the Phillies, Ben?
Phillies, Bills, that first caller, my gosh, what, like, they can't lose a game ever? I didn't know a team can go 162 and, you know, whatever.
Well, it would be it's not 162 and one. Let's just make sure we get that right.
I can't fat.
I want to make sure they taught you right in the Millville, you know, school system. I mean, 162 games. If you go 162, then you go and oh, and just okay.
So frustrated about that call. I
was too, Ben. All right, Ben, give me accomplishment. Two people, same first name.
Hey, what's cute and cuddly that kills over 1 billion birds a year? That's a household family cat, Joe. A quick fact for you.
Okay.
But Joe DeCamera and what? Joe Wechter.
Yeah, all right. I think we can do better than that, but I'll take it. I appreciate the nod.
Pandering.
Even that's not. Who would be the Joes?
Oh, geez.
So you got the negative accomplishment, like the Stalin types.
I'm just wondering about what he just said about the cats.
Joe Stalin and Joe.
That's Joseph.
He did have a goal.
You're right.
Yeah.
And I said, right. Yeah, that's right. Who would be the Joes? Joe DiMaggio.
Ooh.
And Joe.
Pesci.
Joe Pesci. I don't know. All right.
Joe Paterno?
Joe Paterno. So, listen, someone help us out here.
Joe Lewis.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know. All
right. Some heavyweights. All right. No pun intended.
215-592-9494. Great combination of two people with accomplishment. Same first name. Whoever provides the best combination is going to win the Dave Matthews Band tickets. Coming up, Barkley. Charles Barkley weighing in on what happened with Jalen Brunson over the weekend. Plus what I thought were two actually in the midst of a bad weekend for the Phillies, two pieces of audio in a certain way that were kind of cool. We'll get to that and more. We'll rock your calls on all the topics. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.